This is the local VK5 news segment. And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with this week's update from the Southeast Radio Group. First up this week, I must apologise for the stale news regarding Tony, VK5ZAI's telebridge session that I passed on last week. Somehow, pretty easily it seems, I lost the plot, as I pre-record these sessions early in the week and I got completely bamboozled with my dates. Fortunately, there's no blood on the ground as a result, but it seems to be a worrying trend. Our new club year has kicked off in style, with an unexpected car rally dropped on us for next Saturday night. I, for one, am looking forward to it, as it seems to have been ages since we got out and strutted our stuff. These events are always good fun, although it can be a bit miserable when a competitor or two gets lost and we have to wait round until the wee small hours before they are found and recovered. Most of the controls that we are posted to have a nice fire burning, and so it's quite comfortable, unless it's raining, that is. Our next big event is the Pines Enduro, which last year presented us with many challenges. The biggest was the very strong wind and the rain that came with it, which made the weekend a bit of an ordeal, but we all coped with it and survived. Hopefully this year will be a bit kinder weather-wise, and we look forward to providing good quality video and communications for the event once again. We will be assisting the Southeast Automobile Club again in November, when the legend of the Lakes Hill Climb will again entertain the petrol heads of Mount Gambier and from further afield. We hope to get a few club projects completed or started, and the end result of those will be a benefit to our members in the long run. That sees me out for this week. The members of the Southeast Radio Group hope that you all enjoy a safe and happy week. And I say 7-3 from Serge.
And from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, this is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. On last Wednesday, the 29th of August, a number of members and partners gathered at the Midway Tavern, Elizabeth, for an informal and convivial evening meal. It was a very sociable evening. Thank you all for coming. The next general meeting will be on Wednesday, the 5th of September. The next tech night will be on Wednesday, the 19th of September, and the topic will be optical TX and RX. The beacons are still work in progress, but the pace is stepping up. The next step is the fitting of brackets and mountings on the concrete at the top of the tower. So as they say in the classics, watch this space. Bruce, VK5VAB, is to receive an award for services rendered by the Scouting Association. Well done and well deserved, Bruce. The glitch in getting these messages to air seems to have been overcome, but Charlie, VK5KDK, and the crew at NERC are keeping an eye on it to avoid further complications. My sojourn into the world of Fusion Radio with my Yaesu FT2D handheld radio is progressing slowly. I have the programming software on my computers. The special interface cable for communicating with the radio has arrived from the USA, and the process of radio firmware upgrades is underway. Thanks again to Peter, VK5JP. The lessons continue, and Peter's aim is to have me communicating on these digital frequencies. Fingers crossed. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. The second Wednesday is the 2-meter repeater net on 146.625 MHz. The fourth Wednesday is the 80-meter net on 3.620 MHz plus or minus QRM. The fifth Wednesdays will be advised prior to the date. The Friday night on net on 8 p.m. is the 2-meter sideband net on 144.150 USB. The meeting place is the Grove Venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove. Visitors and potentials are most welcome. See you there. 73s and best wishes to all listening. Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with today's news from the North East Radio Club. Friday night's dinner at the Be Social restaurant was very good. Lots of people turned up and had a good time. I had a nice feed of fish and chips, and everybody else seemed to enjoy themselves there. So thanks for everyone that came along. Glad you all enjoyed it. And there'll be another fifth Friday night dinner this year. It will be on Friday the 30th of November. So I'll have to go out in my role as Sir Lunchalot and find another suitable culinary venue for the final fifth Friday night dinner of 2018. Now, the North East Radio Club is conducting examinations on Saturday the 15th of September. So if you're interested in taking an examination on that day, get in touch with Peter, VK5PX, and send him an email to vk5px@wia.org.au and throw your hat in the ring. So good luck with the examinations. Now, the general meeting on Friday the 14th of September will be a night where you can bring along your favourite electronic part or component, or perhaps some sort of useful technique that you use, and give a few minutes talk about it to the members. So look around and see what you've got that you'd like to bring along, and share it with all the other members. And the tech night for this month will be on Friday the 28th of September, and it will be ongoing constructions of the QCX project. So don't forget to bring along all your equipment and your components and things for continuing to construct the QCX transceiver. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5 KLD.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5 SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 7th of September, and the next social morning at the Shack will be on Saturday the 8th of September. The technical session at the Shack on Saturday the 22nd of September will be discovering the ESP8266 and WiMOS processors by Graham, VK5ZFZ. September the 20th general meeting, Colin, VK5ACE, and Mark, VK5AVQ, will be telling us about the history of the Mount Lofty beacons. The next member show and tell will be on Thursday the 18th of October. The famous Ahas buy and sell for 2018 will be held on Sunday the 11th of November at the usual venue, the Goodwood Community Centre, Rosa Street, Goodwood. More details soon. I'm still looking for volunteers to carry out two important tasks for Ahas. The first of these is for members to assist with a Jota event on Saturday the 20th of October 2018. We've been approached by the Girl Guides to run this event at the Shack. This one-day event will operate from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. and we are planning to have a simple STEM exercise and two or three operating radios at the Shack. As HF propagation is very poor, we would like to have some members coming up on air on HF, 40 metres, try 7085 megahertz, and on 2 metres either via the repeater or a simplex channel of 146.45 megahertz. We're also looking for a volunteer to take over writing the Ahas notes for the WIA Amateur Radio newsletter. This involves taking notes during the meeting or using the secretary's notes and taking some photos. The text file and the accompanying photos are then sent to WIA for inclusion in amateur radio. If you're prepared to help out Ahas with these important functions, please contact Trevor, VK5NIX, details further down the broadcast. When the tower and repeater refurbishments have been finished, we will be converting the other shed at the Shack site to a clean and secure storage for the Girl Guides, much like we did with our Shack several years ago. We will need our great work crew once again, and if you can be available, please contact Trevor, VK5NIX, preferably by email at tmolde@internode.on.net. Trevor has asked that you make sure you identify your message as being for Ahas so it does not get lost in his junk mail. You can also phone Trevor on 8235-0634 and leave a message. The Only House Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the shack are held on the second Saturday in the month, and technical sessions are held on the fourth Saturday. These sessions run from 9 o'clock in the morning till about midday. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of the month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. General meetings are not held in the month of December and January. The hall is opened at 7pm and meetings usually start about 7:30. Every Monday night at 8pm, the weekly club net is held on the VK5 RAD repeater, 147 MHz, with a minus 600 kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. If you cannot listen to this broadcast live on Sunday mornings, you can get it from the North East Radio Club website for 3 days after it goes to air. http://northeastradioclub.org.au. Click on the link to the WIA broadcast and you will find there are some MP3 files there. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week, 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.